This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Thank you for being here with us. We have had one heck of a time these last couple of years coping with COVID in our community, and sometimes it's hard to realize that these are really exciting times. Lots of wonderful things have been coming to fruition. The Sea Alaska Heritage Foundation's vision of turning Juneau into a Northwest Coast arts capital. And we've seen that the pandemic has not dampened enthusiasm for the arts, as many organizations have innovated, found creative workarounds to the problems caused by preventing COVID. And our guest today really believes in seizing the moment. Karen Silkaitis, she's the Dean of Arts and Sciences at the University of Alaska Southeast. And Karen, I want to welcome you because I think this is our very first interview with you on Juno Afternoon. And boy, you have an interesting background that I'm going to be excited to find out about.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Yes, it's my first time.
You know, you have been an actress, and you've got film credits from network TV shows. You know, people can go on Netflix and find your performances. You've done live theater, and you have also taught theater and gender sexuality studies, just a really groundbreaking kind of subject. And so I guess, you know, it's kind of, to me, an unusual resume for a College of Arts and Sciences dean. You just expect, because Juno does a lot of research, scientific research, whales, fisheries, forests, that you'd figure that they would have a dean that would kind of have that background. So, but apparently Juno has chosen you, and I guess the big question is, why did you choose Juno?
I think that is a great question. So it's a complex answer, but here's the answer I'm going to give you. And one is, I think we are multifaceted people. And one side of me is the theater person, the artist. And I've spent a lot of my life performing and directing. I've, you know, directed professional opera, and I've been an actor, like you say. I've done a lot of television and film. I've done a lot of theater, and I love that part of my life. I'm also a pedagogue, and my own research is a lot of gender and sexuality studies. Feminist theory in the theater is sort of my own personal research, and I love that as well. The other side of me, though, I call the science geek. And if I had not gone into theater, I would have absolutely have gone into marine biology. And I am really obsessed with the ocean. I'm an avid scuba diver, a snorkeler. If I'm not doing theater, I've always been traveling. And when I travel, I choose places where I can be in the ocean. When COVID hit, theater completely shut down. As any of your folks here in Juneau can tell you, the arts have really suffered when it came to the pandemic. And I was the artistic director of my own theater company in Chicago. And wow, the theater community and artists and their wages, as you know, from Broadway, right? Broadway shut down completely. And so many of my friends work on Broadway, and their livelihoods have suffered tremendously since the pandemic started. But in my own life, when I was sort of sent home, I was leading probably one of the largest theater programs in the country at the time at Columbia College Chicago, and we all got sent home. And I had to reassess my life. My theater company closed down, and I was at home with my wife, my children, and I had to think about what I wanted out of my life. And I said to my spouse, I think we need to change, and I want to change jobs. I want to change locations. And being home with my family gave me a sense of what I wanted out of work-life balance, being an academic, the kind of place I might want to work. And I started to narrow my locale. And my criteria were ocean, mountains, lakes, as I looked for my new position. And wow, did Juno fit the bill. And I've been really excited working with the faculty in the natural sciences. But you have to remember, when you're looking at a dean of arts and sciences, the arts are just as big of a part as the sciences. And Juno had deans previous to me that were researchers and specialized in the sciences, but they had not had a dean with specialty in the humanities. And I think they were excited to have a new dean with a humanities focus, but who also really loved the sciences, because I'm the secret science geek whose passion is ocean conservation. I study and read about the problem of plastics in our oceans and things like that. So I have a healthy respect for the sciences, but I'm a humanities faculty member. And I think the faculty were excited about my focus and also my wealth of experiences with anti-racism and bystander work. I've been a Title IX investigator, and I bring a lot of work with anti-racism work. And I think that that is, like, those kinds of things are just as important in a dean as kind of your area of specialty. I think that kind of the full package is what they were interested in. But our scientists are brilliant. And boy, do I love spending time at the Anderson Building and the wet lab and looking at the critters that they play with. I love being down there. And scuba diving with, for example, Mike Navarro, one of our faculty members at the Anderson Building, is next on my list.
Well, it sounds like you have found a job that kind of brings all your past experiences together. And you're here today to tell us about some of the new partnerships that the College of Arts and Sciences has. And, of course, the first one is Perseverance Theater, which I'm not surprised given your background. But tell us about this partnership. That sounds exciting.
It is. So as a theater person, of course, I had to make contact with this major professional theater company in Alaska. And a colleague of mine in Chicago, who was born and raised in Anchorage, made the contact between myself and Leslie Ishii. And we had breakfast and we spoke. And one of the things that I was committed to was reviving an old MOU that existed between UAS and Perseverance. And so I took a look at that language and we revived it, and they're really excited about it and I'm really excited about it. And what that does is give Perseverance a little bit of financial assistance. And in return, what they give us is guest lecturing at the university. It provides UAS nights for all of their shows. So for example, they're doing two really incredible shows this spring. They're doing The Brothers Paranormal and Fun Home. And boy, I cannot wait to see Fun Home. It's one of my favorite shows. And so that allows faculty, staff, and students to go see their shows at this like UAS themed night. And that'll be, they can also provide a talk back for our students, which is really exciting. And then Leslie created this wonderful PDF, which I can circulate to the faculty. It talks about the shows, the themes, and the faculty can then take that and think about what kind of guest talk they might want to have in their class. Maybe they can incorporate the readings. So maybe next fall, we can even do that maybe more in advance, and they can incorporate the actual script into a class. So these are really exciting things for us to have. I mean, think about even a business class, right? If somebody from Perseverance can come in and talk about what it might be like to run a nonprofit. So these kind of partnerships are so key for our students to have also just that kind of cultural experience. So I'm just thrilled.
I am so fascinated by Juneau as an arts community, because I'm new here like yourself. I moved here about a year ago. I've lived in Alaska, so I'm familiar with Juneau, but in an identity as the state capital for politics. And to move here is such a delight, to find, several, not one, but several theater companies, and also, to find a symphony and so much. Every time you turn around, there is something to partake of. And, I just wonder, do you think that Juneau is ripe for a lot of things because of the art culture that it has, that it hasn't capitalized on yet?
I think Juneau is such a vibrant art scene. And I was actually, I was surprised. I heard that there was a lot of art here, but now that I've arrived and really seen, Perseverance invited me to their, it was their end of the year barbecue. And when I went to that event, I met all of these other theater companies who had come to Perseverance, who had come to their end of the year barbecue. And I started to meet these members of these other theater companies who said, oh, I'm with this theater company and I'm with this theater company, you should come. And I started to meet, again, folks from like the symphony and from arts organizations. And I started to realize this vibrant scene here in Juneau that I'm only just learning about and just beginning to partake in. And I do think there's even more potential, particularly once we live in whatever this post-COVID world looks like, right? As the arts really pick up again and get going. I've learned recently about Juneau Dance Theater and the dance community here in Juneau. So I think it's quite spectacular. There's also a really interesting drag scene here in Juneau that I'm excited to learn more about. There's so much. And a faculty member recently said to me, if you don't know what to do on a given weekend, like, you're not looking, because there's always something happening artistically.
You know, there is, and even in the time of COVID, people have managed to push through and come up with options that are enjoyable as well. And I wanted, before we run out of time, I wanted to talk to you about the second partnership that you've developed with Sea Alaska Heritage Institute to work with them on their vision of turning Juneau into a capital for Northwest Coast arts.
So we've had some ongoing grants, and two in particular, and one is the Language Pathways grant that focuses on language revitalization. And then the second one has to do with Northwest Coast art. And it has been an ongoing grant, but this year's grant I'm particularly excited about. So it's through the U.S. Department of Education, Alaska Native Education Program, and it's called a Box of Treasures grant. And I'm the PI on that grant, which basically means a program director. And this one I'm excited about because it's going to provide funds for a new full-time position at UAS in Northwest Coast Art. And we're just beginning that search for the position shortly. So the committee's just been formed for this new, brand new full-time position. Additionally, the scholarship, it's going to provide awards to 10 Alaska Native students enrolled in Northwest Coast Art. This grant also gives support to 6 high schools and 3 school districts to develop Northwest Coast Arts dual credit courses, adjunct packets. So we're registering high school students then for dual credit courses for fall and spring classes. And I think that's a great partnership between the area high schools and UAS. So it's just a really exciting grant. And I'm always incredibly thankful. We do, you know, nearly weekly meetings with Sea Alaska Heritage. And I've been so excited getting to know their staff. Their staff is so incredibly committed to Northwest Coast art. And the video, the YouTube videos that I sent you are focused on, you know, 3 particular areas where we're offering our courses. And that's carving, weaving, and form line. And we just produced those new videos, and I'm so excited. I think they're powerful. I think they're exciting. They teach, they give some registration information for our courses, but they're just beautifully developed videos.
I'll put up the link on our Juneau Afternoon webpage later on, and they can look for this particular program, and they'll see the links to your YouTube videos. They are impressive. Just before we go, I just wanted to ask you, do you think that this whole vision that's evolving with Sea Alaska Heritage Institute could perhaps put UAS on the map as far as a hub for Indigenous cultures in Alaska and beyond?
Well, I hope so. And also, we do have an Alaska Native Success Initiative happening throughout Alaska. And I do hope this really puts us on a map in new and interesting ways. And additionally, I did, you know, I also kind of emailed you that PDF about that scholarship that we have, particularly for Native and rural students, about scholarships in STEM fields, you know, for Native students that might be interested in science. And that's quite a bit of money available. And we really do. So not only Northwest Coast Art, right, but also opportunities that we have for Alaska Native students interested in science. So I think we have a lot of opportunities for rural and Native students either way, whether they're interested in art or whether they're interested in science. We've got so many opportunities for UAS.
Thank you, Karen, for being here with us. Karen Silkaitis, Dean of Arts and Sciences at the University of Alaska Southeast. This is a lot of good news, which we could use on this snowy, wintry day about to turn soggy. So thanks so much for being here with us. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was so great to speak with you today.